Our thanks go to Hartborough University and College, Harper Adams University, NFU Mutual, Thring Solicitors, DataTag, and Nugent Engineering for supporting Series 2 of Keeping on Track. Hi, I'm Adam Henson. Welcome to the second series of Keeping on Track, a podcast series made by the farming community for the farming community.
Thank you, Adam. I'm Dominic Arkwright. Today, agricultural crime. It's a huge issue, a massive source of anxiety for farmers, and costly too, according to Hannah Binns, Rural Affairs Specialist at NFU Mutual.
Rural crime cost the UK an estimated £49.5 million in 2022, according to NFU Mutual's latest figures. And that involves agricultural vehicle theft, livestock theft, as well as livestock worrying. So it's really important that we raise awareness for these issues because they are really impacting our farming communities.
And it's certainly impacted Lincolnshire arable farmer Charles Anion. He was burgled 32 times in 8 years.
There's a lot of value on farms, and a lot of my burglaries were things you could essentially sell down the pub, tax-free income. Quad bikes, I've had 5 or 6 of those stolen. Chainsaws, red diesel. Farms in the rural areas are seen as a fairly easy pickings. My workshop alarm phones my phone, and the workshop alarm is quite loud. And one of parents' neighbours said to mum one day, I said, oh, you need to get that burglar alarm fixed. And mum said, why, what do you mean? I said, well, it's always going off. Yeah, we're always being burgled.
And Warwickshire sheep farmer James Keller has also been a victim.
This time of year, especially, you know, lambing time, when you definitely need your quad, you definitely need your Polaris, you definitely need your little trailer, and those ones that go missing. There's people driving around the countryside at the minute just watching shepherds, I believe, seeing where their quads go, seeing where it's parked, and they're going to steal them. And then you wake up the next day, you have to walk around your sheep, and it just makes everything harder.
Fifth-generation farmer Becca Wilson as well knows the cost of being burgled.
If anybody listening is farming, they will know how expensive GPS equipment is. We have had that stolen. The actual main worry with that was that it was kind of during COVID times, and replacing the equipment, it was like a year waiting list to replace this equipment, but our sprayer wouldn't work without it, for example. So that the stress that that's putting on you to try and source something which is seemingly impossible, there's depots across the country who couldn't find us some of this replacement kit, and thinking that all of your crops are going to be hindered for that growing season, that absolutely weighs on your mind.
It's likely that thieves are cashing in on the limited supply of equipment and rising prices. Here's Hannah Binns from NFU Mutual again.
The biggest thing that we do tend to see is agri-vehicle theft. So those cost £11.7 million in 2022, which was a 29% increase. And quad bikes as well. So quad bikes cost £3 million. That was a 34% increase. So this is really startling. So NFU Mutual's latest statistics show that rural crime cost the UK an estimated £49.5 million in 2022. This was up from £40.5 million in 2021. And we are seeing it inch upwards. And this is incredibly alarming. Not only does rural crime disrupt and delay vital farm work, which has an impact on farming businesses financially, it has a real impact on farmers' mental well-being.
And this is the point. It's not just a financial problem. It's a huge source of stress and anxiety.
Mentally, it is quite tough. You get, I'm big enough and ugly enough, I think, to cope with being burgled. But it's just with having my alarm phone, my phone. I remember one day my parents from the Lake District, and I was driving up one day to visit them. They're on holiday. And I was driving down the A66 at 6 o'clock in the morning, and my phone was going off saying I was being burgled. And that's when it gets quite difficult because you can't do anything about it. And I've had a couple of house break-ins in that 32, which is extra tough when you know that someone's been in your house, in your bedroom, emptying out your drawers.
The other thing is, and you know, lambing time or harvest and you're coming back when it's dark, you're on your own. Quite scary knowing that people have been around the farm, they know where things are. If you happen to be back at a weird time of night and you happened across somebody stealing things. So it's a very, very scary thing to happen, and it just disrupts that feeling of kind of comfort that you have in your own home and your own yard. And looking into increased security is something that we've done, but to put it simply, we couldn't afford the measures that we wanted to do.
And Hannah Binns from NFU Mutual knows herself the impact it can have.
As a farmer's daughter, I've had first-hand experience of rural crime. We've probably had every type of, from Land Rovers being stolen to important pieces of kit getting nicked. So it is an issue that really hits home, and I've been that person who's seen lights on at night and not been able to go to sleep because I think, well, who's around? And I know I'm not alone in this, you know. Farms are very isolated places by their very nature, and farmers are living in fear of repeat attacks. We've heard stories where people have had quad bikes stolen, and then as soon as the replacement kit comes, they get stolen again a few days after. So they are living in fear of repeat attacks. And, you know, for me, not only does rural crime disrupt or delay vital farm work, which can impact farm businesses financially, it can impact farmers' mental well-being. I think people tend to forget that. Farms, by their very nature, are in remote locations. So these incidences can be really stressful and upsetting, with farmers telling NFU Mutual that they feel targeted by thieves and are living in fear of repeat attacks. So I think I'd really like to highlight the impact mentally rural crime has on farmers.
So far, we've been talking about burglary and theft, but there's another terrible crime which has maybe an even greater impact.
NFU Mutual estimates livestock worrying cost around £2.4 million last year. That was up by nearly 30%. So it's a really startling figure.
But again, Hannah Binns points out it's not the financial impact that really hurts.
As a sheep farmer's daughter, I know the consequences of this type of crime, and it can be really deeply upsetting and troubling. People seem to think it's just a financial crime, but it's not. It goes much beyond the physicality of the sheep. It's the time and energy spent into getting that sheep looked after, and then to find it ripped apart in the field can be absolutely devastating to farmers. We've heard reports of incidences where sheep have been chased off cliffs, they've been chased into rivers and drowned, they've been chased into roads and then run over. We've had incidences where sheep have been chased into a corner and suffocated, as well as your general had the limbs ripped off, torn apart, you know, sheep having to be put down. We've also heard stories about dogs escaping and going into farmyards and then running in to sheds with dairy cows and causing stampedes and then some injuries among cows there. So it is really important that people just be responsible for the dog and keep their dog on leads anywhere where livestock may be present. I think people tend to think it's just a financial impact, that livestock is the farmer's livelihood, but it's also the emotional impact. It can have a huge negative mental toll on a farmer, you know, witnessing or dealing with these aftermaths of these attacks. And then it's also living in fear of another attack. Could it happen again?
And that's exactly how mixed arable and sheep farmer Becca Wilson feels.
The financial impact of that is very well publicised, millions of pounds. For me, the emotional feeling of those animals which we work so hard to look after, to make sure they want for nothing from the moment they're born to the moment that we sell them, the emotional toll of seeing the suffering is unbearable. And I know that lots of farmers have been very massively impacted by having to put animals down, having to put them through vet treatment, which is just awful sometimes. And I guess with something like that, bridging the gap with the public is vital. And it's about farmers helping the public to understand the impacts that dogs can have, for example. And I guess that's another thing which just puts you on edge. You have a sleepless night thinking, will those dogs be back again?
Becca Wilson. So the most costly crimes are theft of vehicles, machinery and fuel, and livestock worrying. The question is, what can we do about it? Let's go back to arable farmer Charles Annion in Lincolnshire.
We were burgled a lot a few years ago, an awful lot. I think 32 times we got done in an 8-year period. And at one point, Lincolnshire Police offered to send out, and I accepted, their crime prevention officer. And me and him walked round my farm, and he pointed out where the problems were. And they were all so obvious, but I just hadn't seen them.
Things have changed on Charles's farm, as we'll hear in a moment. But first, what does NFU Mutual recommend? Here's Hannah Binns again.
For farmers, there is no silver bullet to tackling real world crime, but we do suggest that they pay attention to physical security, you know, fortify their farms, close and lock gates, store equipment out of sight. You can use technology, so CCTV, cameras, seizure marking, pin protection, tracking devices and immobilers. They can all help to deter thieves or help locate them if it is stolen. Many farmers have systems with sensors that sends alert to their phones. Thieves also hate to be seen or heard, so think about floodlighting and loud alarms. Anything to alert you to someone else's presence will deter them.
Now my farmyard is lit up, illuminated like a Christmas tree at night when anybody goes through, and that was the one thing that was probably made things easier, the fact that these guys like to work in the dark, and I took away that option for them.
Warwickshire farmer James Keller has taken steps too.
We've got a pack of dogs at home that bark when a feather drops, so I don't know whether a dog bark deters them anymore. And we've got cameras up, we've got lasers up. We've spent probably £6,000 on security just because we don't want our things nicked. And everybody's doing the same. We've got a rural crime WhatsApp group. If somebody sees a van here, there, or everywhere, we put it on and put the registration on and make sure everybody in the community knows.
Just stay in touch with your local community. Farming is a very isolated profession, but it is a fantastic community. And things like Farm Watch and Rural Watch schemes can be really valuable, as well as a local WhatsApp group.
And that's what Becca Wilson does on her family farm.
We have a fantastic WhatsApp group, which alerts farmers in the area. Our rural task force officer dropped off some things, basically, so we can tag our equipment. She actually even called around yesterday evening and kind of updating us on things that are maybe spiking in the area, for example.
So there are things we can do. Some physical, like closing and locking gates, parking machinery out of sight, locking away high-value items. Some technical things like CCTV and security lighting. And some social, like WhatsApp and FarmWatch. Adam Henson, what do you make of this?
Well, it's clear that crime of all the different levels, whether it's petty theft, whether it's people chasing wildlife with their dogs on your farm, whether it's pet dogs getting loose and damaging your animals, or whether it's serious organised crime, it can have a major effect on you as an individual. And, you know, a break-in, a theft, damaging to property or livestock is going to have a physical, financial and, of course, a mental effect on the victim, and which is horrible.
Well, that's the thing, isn't it? People will think it's a financial thing, it'll be insured, we can get money back, but it is the emotional thing that's important here.
It is, yes. I mean, these criminals, the unknown people, the uninvited people, are invading your space, whether that's your farmyard or your farm buildings or sometimes even your house. And that can be very unsettling because when confronted, you know, it can be dangerous and can be scary. And so, very unsettling.
And some of it, at least, I was going to say a lot, but it does seem to be organised crime carried out by organised gangs with tractors and quad bikes ending up in Europe and further afield.
It does, yes. I mean, there's obviously, you know, the petty thefts and those sorts of things, but some of the large-scale organised crime from big gangs abroad and in this country are major organisations that are working as a team to, steal serious bits of kit and often export them, you know, around the world. So that's very difficult to combat and go up against.
So what's your advice? What should we be doing?
I think, you know, some of the advice we heard in the podcast is really useful. You know, if you've got dogs that are barking, and any deterrent really is a good thing. You know, looking at your farm for security, whether it's gates, whether it's floodlighting, cameras that link to your phone, all those sorts of things. WhatsApp groups are really useful. We have them on the farm here that are linked up to a number of our neighbours and all the team we work with. If there's anybody suspicious or anything happening, we know that we can get on a WhatsApp group and spread the word. Working with your rural crime officer and the local police, again, is a good thing to be doing. So every little thing you can do to try and alleviate the problem and reduce the risk and reduce the temptation for that criminal, make it more difficult for them, is definitely a good thing to try and do. Of course, one of the people that have kindly supported this podcast series is DataTag. And DataTag have got a very clever system that's called the CSER system. And it's an identification, security and theft deterrent that puts a tag on the side of your vehicle or machinery or bit of plant so that it's identifiable. And then they use a really clever bit of DNA that they put onto the machine that can be identified. And actually, the insurance companies have adopted this. So if your machines are protected by CSER, you can get a lower insurance premium. And the evidence is really strong. They've been incredibly successful, DataTag, in these systems that they've put on to farm machinery in getting them recovered or even stopping them from being stolen. So well worth looking into that.
Well, that does sound helpful. Thank you, Adam. I'm Dominic Arkwright. That's all for now.
Thanks for listening to this edition of Keeping on Track. I hope you found things in it that were helpful for you or someone you know. If you've been affected by anything you've heard today or in any other programme, you can find more information about organisations which can provide help and support by going to teamdoctor.org/farmers. Until the next time, keep on track.